Welcome to the Victory in Living broadcast with your hosts, Ray and Pam Jackson. We are coming to you every week to bring words of encouragement and insights into living a victorious Christian life. Psalms 138, 7 through 8 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands." Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So plan on joining us every Saturday morning for good singing, testimonies, and the Word.
Good morning. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, Ray's out of town again, but we can still listen to one of his songs. Let's listen as he sings, "Casting Your Bread Upon the Water."
Anything from God at all. Oh, they are shaken in their believing. When they don't see results, they quickly fall. But don't you waver, you keep on living in the way God wants you to. Don't get discouraged, just keep on giving. Soon it will come back to you. You've got to keep casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back on every way. You've got to keep casting your bread upon the water. Seeking the kingdom instead of working for your need. You gotta keep sharing the love of Jesus, 'cause you know growing comes from planting seeds. You gotta keep casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home on every way. You gotta keep casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home on every way. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. Soon it's gonna come back home on every way.
Thanks, Ray. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we started sharing what the vision for Victory in Living Ministries consisted of. And if you remember, it's a big vision. But I have good news. God is the author, and He isn't a small God. Let me take a minute to read our foundational scripture found in Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. First, in the King James Version, it reads, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Now let's read it in the Message paraphrase. The Spirit of God, the Master, is on me because God anointed me. He sent me to preach good news to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, announce freedom to all captives, pardon all prisoners. God sent me to announce the year of His grace, a celebration of God's destruction of our enemies, and to comfort all who mourn, to care for the needs of all who mourn in Zion, give them bouquets of roses instead of ashes, messages of joy instead of news of doom, a praising heart instead of a languid spirit. Rename them oaks of righteousness, planted by God to display His glory. They'll rebuild the old ruins, raise a new city out of the wreckage. They'll start over on the ruined city, take the rubble left behind, and make it new. Well, as we shared previously, our vision consists of three areas. And we're in what we would consider the beginning phase, which would be the ministry of outreach, which would include our radio broadcast that you're listening to this morning, public meetings, seminars, and so on. And we also have a website, which you can find at victoryinlivingministries.org.net or .com, where you can go and find a link to KDKR 91.3 and listen to a live feed on the internet. On the same site, you'll also find our calendar, our speaking schedules, copies of recorded teachings, notes, and even some new music releases by Ray. You're also able to order products or make a contribution at this site. Of course, a long-term goal is to have our own streaming video on the web and even a television broadcast. This is all formed under the scripture in Isaiah 61, Luke 4:18, 19, and Ephesians 4. We're also expecting the Lord to open the door to purchase property for these ministries. You know, that's just the very smallest tip of this vision. The next phase will be the ministries of restoration. There'll be a facility called the Strong Tower Housing, based on Proverbs 18 and 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. The same passage in the Amplified reads, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The consistently righteous man, upright and in right standing with God, runs into it and is safe, high above evil and strong." In the Message Bible, it reads, "God's name is a place of protection. Good people can run there and be safe." The Strong Tower Housing will be a place for ministers who need a time away for spiritual renewing, a place for them to come. It'll be a very special place prepared especially for them in their time of spiritual need. And there'll be more on that to come in the future. Then there'll be the City of Refuge Housing, and it will be developed in this same phase. This is where the outreach and street ministries will be placed. This is based on Isaiah 58 and 12 that reads, "Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you will be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in." And I really like the way the Message paraphrase reads, "You'll use the old rubble of past lives to build anew. Rebuild the foundations from out of your past. You will be known as those who can fix anything, restore old ruins, rebuild and renovate, make the community livable again." Oh, amen. Also in this phase, we will have and make available Christian counseling. And the final part of this phase will be the Disaster Relief Distribution Center, based on Matthew 10 and 42, "And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. I know as you listen, you think, wow, that's a big vision. But it gets bigger still. There's a third phase called the Ministry's Clearinghouse, and it's based on the fourth chapter of Ephesians. In this phase, there will be a ministerial training school, according to 2 Timothy 2:15. It reads, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The training will be for all areas of the ministry, such as missionary training, both domestic and foreign. And while those called to the mission field are preparing, there will be living quarters for them called the tent makers. There will also be a Bible school or school of ministry and Christian counseling training. And during this time of training, there will be a Christian school for these people's children to attend. Last but not least, there will be a housing area called Father's House. And this will be for the children of the ministers or missionaries who are in ministry situations where they cannot safely have or be with their children. Well, we've done what it says in Habakkuk 2:2-3. "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end, fulfillment. It will not deceive or disappoint. Though it tarry, wait earnestly for it, because it will surely come. It will not be behindhand on its appointed day." And the Message paraphrase reads this way, "And then God answered, write this, write what you see, write it out in big block letters, so that it can be read on the run. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait, and it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time." Amen. Well, what we want to do this week is take a few minutes and talk to you about the blessings of partnership. We believe partnership will be a covenant relationship between Victory and Living Ministries and those of you who are led to partner with us. Let's take a little time here and look at what a covenant is. Covenant is found both in the Hebrew and the Greek language, and its meaning is a legal agreement between two or more parties. The word covenant or covenants occurs 284 times in the Old Testament, if you're using the New American Standard Bible. Covenant or covenants occur 37 times in the New Testament, which would give us a total of 321 occurrences of the word covenant or covenants. Using covenants is how God communicates to us, redeems us, and guarantees us eternal life in Jesus. He does this because a covenant is a promise, and God's promises cannot be broken since they rest in His infinite, pure character. The Bible is a covenant document. The Old and New Testament are really the Old and New Covenants, because the word testament is Latin for covenant. Covenants can be conditional or non-conditional. A conditional covenant might depend on the faithfulness of one or more party, and the covenant is invalidated should one or both break the conditions. An example of that would be the Adamic covenant, where God promised Adam eternal life if Adam remained obedient to God's word. An example of an unconditional covenant is the one that is dependent on the faithfulness of the parties but remains valid. And that would be the covenant that God made with Noah, the Noahic covenant. And that is God's promise to never destroy the earth again by water. There is no condition for this covenant. All covenants in the Bible between God and man are originated by God and are an act of His grace. Praise the Lord. Let's look at a minute at covenant signs. Covenants have signs that represent the covenant promises. When we look at the Adamic covenant, it was made between God and Adam, where Adam would have everlasting life based on his obedience to God. And you would find that in Genesis 1, 28 through 30, and Genesis 2, verse 15. And the sign of that covenant was the tree of life, which you find referred to in Genesis 2 and 9. Then, once again, the second one would be the covenant made between God and Noah, or the Noahic covenant, and it was the promise by God to never destroy the earth again by a flood. You find the promise in Genesis 9 and 11, and you find the sign of the covenant is the rainbow, referred to in Genesis 9 and 13. The Mosaic covenant was between God and the Israelites, where they would be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. That's found in Exodus 19 and 6, and the sign of that covenant was the tablets of the Ten Commandments, which are found in Exodus 24 and 12. But the good news is that the new covenant is between Christ and His church, and it consists of obtaining eternal salvation. The covenant sign is our baptism. Colossians 2:11 through 12, where we signify that we have become a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And then with the continual participation in the covenant by the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians 11 and 25, he says, as oft as we do this, we do it in remembrance of him. Well, this, of course, is just a touch on the truths and the promises found in each covenant. And you know, every promise in God's Word is ours. But in talking about partnership or a covenant relationship between those who are led to make the decision, we want you to know that we're blessed by your continual prayer and support of our ministry efforts in sharing the Scriptures from Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. Where it says, the Spirit of the Lord God has chosen and sent us to tell the oppressed the good news, to heal the brokenhearted, and to announce freedom for prisoners and captives, to comfort those who mourn, to give them flowers in places of their sorrow, olive oil in place of tears, and joyous praise in place of a broken heart. Starting here and expanding to around the globe. You know, we believe that through partnership comes connected anointings. The anointings on Victory and Living Ministries and your life will be connected for greater service and blessings. Together, we will effectively do the work of God. You will help us preach the Word through our meetings, our radio broadcast, and the Internet, and every other phase as they are developed. Together as partners in ministry, we'll stand with each other, believe for each other, support each other, and miracles will become commonplace. Our anointings will combine and open doors that will allow us each to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Your ministry, no matter how great or small, will become part of our ministry, and vice versa. So there's nothing the enemy can do to stop us. Another blessing of partnership is prayer. When you need someone to agree with you in prayer, we stand ready to pray for you according to the Word. And we would ask that you would do the same for us. Because it says in 2 Thessalonians 1:11, "Therefore we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power." And 2 Thessalonians 3:1 says, "Finally, brother, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified just as it is with you." Of course, then there comes the opportunity to sow seeds, the opportunity to give into the good soil of this ministry. Twice sown seeds. That's a portion of all gifts reinvested toward other ministries. And as a partner, you are reaching further than you will ever know. Partnership is a covenant relationship. It is a bond that ties our ministries to individuals who share our love for spreading the Word of God. We believe we are and will be blessed with partners who have been led to support our ministry through prayer, giving, or a combination of the two. Becoming a partner is easy. Simply log on to the victoryinlivingministries.org website and follow the instructions there. Once you've left us your information, we will begin to send you our monthly newsletters to keep you informed of the mighty things God is doing, and He is doing mighty things. Pray about it, seek the Lord, and follow His directions. Well, I guess it's a good time to have Ray sing, once again, "Casting Your Bread on the Water," and then our announcer will give all the information on how to contact us. So until next week, God bless.
Oh, there are people never receiving anything from God at all. Oh, they are shaken in their believing. When they don't see results, they quickly fall. But don't you waver, you keep on living in the way God wants you to. Don't get discouraged, just keep on giving. Soon it will come back to you. You've got to keep casting your bread upon the water.
Again, time to say goodbye. But before we do, let me invite those of you who have not received Jesus as your personal Savior to pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Acts 2:21, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." I am calling on you. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart and be Lord over my life according to Romans 10:9-10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord, and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Now declare, I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. I am saved. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage you to write us at Victory in Living Ministries at 5221 Shiver Road, Keller, Texas, 76244. Email us at Victory in Living, that's all one word, victoryinliving@aol.com. Please visit us at our website at Victory in Living Ministries, again, all one word, victoryinlivingministries.org. Until next week, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, according to Numbers 6:24-26.
Well, there are some people who say we cannot tell whether we are saved or whether all is well. They say we only can hope and trust that it is so. But I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burdens, and he gave me peace within. Say it'll never make me doubt it, it's real, I'm gonna shout it. For I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Now I don't care who tells me salvation is not real, though the world may argue, they say we cannot fail. But the heavy burden's lifted, the vile sins are gone. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burdens, and he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it, it's real, I'm gonna shout it. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. Well, I woke up with heaven on my mind. Well, I woke up with joy in my soul, for I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light, for I stayed on my knees in the night, and I prayed till the Lord gave a sign, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I've got heaven on my mind. Oh, don't you know I want to go over the mist and the honey flows. There's a light that always shines down inside this heart of mine. I've got heaven on my mind, and now I'm feeling mighty fine.